when you die, I'm going to make sure I throw the dirt on your casket. Simple as that. I will be there. I'll throw the dirt on the casket. I'll take a shit on it and piss on it for you. And throw my dirty wet diaper down there with you.
Hey, what frequency is that on ham?
6 foot under. You were going to put me 6 foot under. Nothing about no dirt. You change the narrative all you want. You're not a good liar. I'm all over you, Eli, like I was all over...
What frequency is that on ham, Eli?
Well, when that was said, it was, here. That was the frequency. It was, actually on the input side of this, repeater. When the repeater was shut off. But, you know, it don't matter. Paul likes bringing up the past. That's why he's so miserable. Come on. He's still chasing the same woman from, like, 30, 40 years ago. Come on. Like, live in the past. That's why you've never grown out of high school, Paul. That's why you don't own this repeater, because you had a temper fit about it. You are a miserable loser, Paul. Get off of it. You know, let's talk about that repeater in your backyard you can't use. Oh, that's another one that I supposedly jammed up. That was a great story, too. That was before I even had GMRS, before I had a ham license, before I really actually knew what any of this shit was. I was jamming it. It's all me. It's all my fault. I'm every bit of it. Sean, if you got a problem with it, I guess you have to take it up with Paul. Because I don't know when I'm jamming this thing, but I know I'm getting blamed for it. And that's awesome.
Shut up. Alex has been caught. Old Scott Hubble's been caught. Eli, all you want, Eli.
Hey, nobody been caught. Tell me, how did you catch me? Did you walk up and see me doing it? How exactly did you get caught?
I'm sure there's 10,000 people on your block with GMRS radios keying up at 5:30 in the morning, fool.
It definitely wasn't me at 5:30 in the morning, that's for sure. And I don't key up and jam on this thing, all right? But I'd like to know how you figure out it's me. Are you sitting next to me and can see what I'm doing or what?
I don't think you're smart enough to figure out what I'm saying. All you got to do is listen on the input with a little walkie-talkie rubber duck. Right in your area, 2 blocks from you, Hubble. It was you.
Well, you must not be too much of a radio operator, because I don't see how that happens when my stuff's not even on.
Yeah, okay. You guys should fist fight, for real. I'll set it up.
Yeah, right. Paul will just put a PPO order on you. You don't want to even mention a fist fight around Paul. He just throws a protection order and then loses in court. As the judge tells him that he's been caught in his lies and he needs to get off the radio because it's causing too much stress and grief in his life. Yeah, that's on the transcripts too, by the way, Paul. I don't know if you've actually read them yet, but you should have listened to her the first time, or the second time, or the third time.